Unit 38, that's a 10-1, the TAP 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer, or the listener can learn a little bit more about the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Greetings and salutations to you, Melissa. Cheers.
Viewer and listener. I like that. That's a good addition.
We're around the Wide Wide Web. You understand
all
what I'm saying?
This. Okay. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you asking. I'm enjoying retirement.
Must be nice.
It really is. It's a blessing, no doubt. Spent a lot of time with my mom and pops, and that's worth all the money in the world.
I'm jealous. Just a couple years left, though.
You'll get
but
there.
I'm jealous.
You'll get there.
All right. So we've got a really cool guest with us here today. Officer Powell, do you want to introduce yourself to the folks, let them know who you are?
Sure. I am. My name is Mohammed Powell, Officer Powell. Work in South Precinct, Watch 2A. I've been with the department going on 3 years and have been in South Precinct ever since I graduated the academy. And loving every minute of it.
Okay, so
wow.
2A. 2A means two evening shift, right?
And alpha,
A is,
yes, sir.
Is the alpha platoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you work the evenings,
mm-hmm.
right? You come into work when it's light and you leave work when it's dark.
Yes.
And you enjoy it.
I love it.
All right, so first of all, I got to compliment you on your voice. You have a radio voice that is absolutely soothing.
It's like the book reading voices.
I know,
like,
that's exactly
you,
right.
You have a second career when you're ready.
Okay. Yeah, that is outstanding. All right, so tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, how you got to here.
Okay, I'm originally from Texas. My father was in the military, Army. Okay.
Army Brats United. There
yes.
you go.
24 years. Traveled a lot. Went to different places. Spent some time overseas in Germany, Kansas, Alaska. When we were in Germany, we actually ended up here because when we were in Germany, my dad came back to Virginia for some training. And he made up his mind that when he retired, he wanted to retire here. So when he retired, we were here stationed at Fort Eustis. He retired here, and that's how I ended up here.
So he was very impressed with this area?
He was.
So he was in the military, came here, went to other duty assignments, and eventually made his way back here.
Yes.
So it was very memorable for him, Newport News, Virginia.
Yes.
And that's how you got here.
Yes.
So did you go to school here as a young man?
I did. I actually went to Denby High School. Go Patriots.
All right.
We'll let him get away with it this time.
I know. Just this one time. Melissa takes that very personally.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And tell us, did you know your school resource officer when you were there?
No.
You did not?
I did not.
Okay.
Actually, back then, I don't think they were there yet. We had other resources that were there, but officers weren't there on a regular basis. They were there every now and then, but not regularly.
Okay. So how long of your youth was spent here in Virginia?
A good part. Very large part.
So you graduated from Denby.
I did.
And you went on to where?
I actually went right into the workforce. Graduated Denby High School, and I started, my first job was at Newport News Shipbuilding.
Wow. What'd you do there?
I was an X-42 pipe fitter, nuclear pipe fitter there.
Okay, and that X-42, I'm sure some folks watching this can relate to.
Don't know what that
right?
means.
That's sort of like your MOS in the military.
Pretty much. I actually run into a lot of X-42 shipyard people on the street, so
and
I
what,
can talk to them about stuff.
Wow, and what was some of the work that you did in relation to the ships that we see being built in Newport News?
So I worked on two aircraft carriers when I was down there. I worked on the Enterprise, which was in for refueling at the time, and I worked on the John C. Stennis, which was in new construction at the time.
Wow.
Thrilling, I imagine.
Very.
Yeah, and those ships went on, right? They were commissioned, and they went on to travel the world, and your hands were placed on them.
Yes.
Oh, what an honor.
Yes.
That's amazing. And yes. The men and women of the United States Navy worked on those ships.
Yes.
That is outstanding. So you end up doing that, and mm-hmm. then you said that was my first job. Did you do something else?
I did. So when the shipyard, unfortunately, I got caught up in a force reduction there. So when I left there, I got into the manufacturing industry. And the manufacturing, I spent the last 20 years in the manufacturing industry. So I worked at various manufacturing companies, building various things. The last company that I was at before I became Newport News police officer, I was working at a company called Vitesco. And it was right up on Bland Boulevard and Jefferson. And I worked there for a number of years, and that company manufactured automotive components, fuel injectors, fuel regulators, fuel pressure, I mean, fuel rails, and yes, manufacturing.
Wow, fascinating. Mm-hmm. So at some point you decide law enforcement might be my gig.
Yes, because actually it's always been something I wanted to do. And I had a good friend that worked here for a number of years, and I kept in contact with him. He came here shortly after high school, and I kept in contact with him for a number of years, but I lost contact with him a few years ago. But he was here for a number of years, and he would tell me stories about the department, things he was getting into, and he really enjoyed it. And I knew that eventually I would make my way here because I kept in touch with him, and I liked the stuff that he was telling me about the department.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of us have done numerous jobs, or have worked in numerous jobs before coming here.
Yes.
Now, did you come straight from...
First big girl job,
First big girl job.
But I had Colonial Williamsburg. I had done the Patrick Henry Mall.
Yeah, I had a few of those under my belt.
Yeah.
The fast food place for me. Let me back up, plural. The fast food places for me. Yeah,
okay.
I had a few of those. So you were influenced by one of your former high school mates?
Yes.
And friends?
Yes.
And you decided to take the plunge?
Yes, I did.
Now, for the record, can we find out who this high school mate was?
Sure. His name was Daniel Gagne.
Uncle Dan! Yeah. Yay!
Wow. Retired.
Oh,
good guy.
Another retiree.
Yeah.
How about that?
I will let you in on something that a lot of people don't know. His last name is not pronounced Gagne.
Oh, man.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's actually pronounced Gagne.
Really?
Gagne. And me and probably maybe one or two other people within the agency actually called him by Gagne.
Gagne.
Which was the correct pronunciation.
Okay.
He let everyone else and you can ask him, mispronounce his name for the, how many years was he here? I don't remember.
25 plus.
Yeah, and the first time I met him, I saw his name tag, I said, oh, Officer Gagne, and he goes, and he kind of stepped back and he said, you're the only one to ever pronounce my name correctly here.
Okay.
That's it. So the next time you see him, shock him.
Aww.
And tell him, Officer Gagne.
Gagne.
Yeah. So when did you enter the police academy? What year?
In 2023.
Okay. How was that experience?
It was very eye-opening. I actually enjoyed it. I had heard some things before I went in, and, you know, I didn't really know what to expect going into it. But when I got there, I was actually surprised. It was like nothing like I was told.
Okay.
It was a lot better. Learned a lot of things in there. The instructors were phenomenal. Had some good times in there. Had some not so good times with the smoke sessions.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
a good time.
Really come to comprehend the meaning of exercise, definition. Right?
Oh, yeah. If you don't know what it is before you get there, you're going to know.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's all for a purpose.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, when you come out of that academy, some folks are in the best shape of their lives.
Yes.
And there's purpose for that. I enjoyed the academy. I have to tell you that when I went through in 1990, exercise wasn't at the very top of the list.
Okay.
But we did some exercising. Over the years, we realized the direct correlation between exercise and a fit body and the probability of surviving certain situations. So it really came to light, the importance. So you enjoyed the academy. You were there for the proverbial 6-month tour.
Yes, yes. And if I'm not mistaken, you came and taught us report writing.
I did. Hopefully I wasn't too rough on you guys.
No, it was very good.
It was very good. I appreciate it. All right. For the record, everyone, it was very good. So thank you. You're very kind. Now, Melissa, interesting. We share, we are military, children of military
we
as
are.
Well.
All
and
of us have
And you've been all over. You were in Hawaii.
He was Alaska, but I
you
was
were
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah. Texas. Where did it take you? What states did you end up traveling to?
Texas, Georgia, Kansas, Alaska.
Really?
Yes.
So Kansas, I was in Wichita.
Okay.
And Texas, I was in El Paso, where my brother was born.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so we traveled a lot.
Okay.
It's Being a child of a military person, you lead a nomadic lifestyle.
Very.
You're constantly moving every couple of years. Mm. It's tough to leave friends, but you know you really learn resiliency, right? Because
yes,
you come
you
and go.
Do.
And in our line of work,
it's important.
That's important.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's super important. So you end up coming to police officer and tell me, do you absolutely love it?
I do. I do. And that may sound a little cliche,
no,
but I actually do love it. Meet a lot of interesting people.
Yes.
I consider myself a people person, okay? And I think that's important in this profession, right? You have to know how to talk to and deal with people. And I like dealing with people, talking, interacting, and I run into a lot of interesting people, some not so nice, right, all the time, but that's okay. I just still, I like dealing with people and meet interesting people a lot, and I'm not tired of it. I really enjoy it.
That's awesome.
Nice. So, South, we're on 2A.
Yes.
Have you had any good calls yet? Anything that's kind of warmed your heart yet? You've been on for about 2 years now.
Yes.
Anything good? Any good stories for us?
Well, I've had several calls where there have been parents and their children have left them. Mm-hmm. And there have been several times where I've actually been able to reunite the child with the parents. And it feels good to locate them and take them home and reunite them with their parents. That happens kind of often, mm-hmm. and I really enjoy that.
Yeah, it's fulfilling.
Yes.
So if we can just back up 1 second. When you graduated from the police academy, you move on to what we'll call the road, right?
Yes.
Road work,
mm-hmm.
meaning you're in a patrol car, you're mm-hmm. answering calls for service, and you're assigned with a field training officer.
Yes.
Right? And that training lasts approximately how long?
3 months.
3 months. Tell us a little bit about that period of time and what you really absorbed from it, if you will.
Okay. It was very, I was very nervous. Yeah, I was very nervous coming from the academy and then actually getting into the real world part of it, and I was very nervous. However, if I can mention my field training officer's name.
Of course you can. Please do.
Field training officer Grabovich. Okay. He was outstanding. I was with him for the entire time I was on field training. He taught me a lot, and every question I had, he had an answer for it. Any situation we ran into, he knew how to address it. And it really made me feel at ease because I knew he knew what he was doing and he was training me the correct way. And we got into a lot of things. We got into car accidents. We got into major crime scenes. Okay, you guys know.
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting time, but I felt really at ease because I knew that he had things under control, and I feel like the time that I spent with him, the things that he's taught me, I've applied them, and I still have a very good relationship with him to this day, and it was a very interesting experience. I really enjoyed it.
So he leads from the front.
Yeah.
So for those who are watching this podcast and are contemplating law enforcement work, that had the thoughts that you had, you know,
okay.
I'm in the academy, I've learned what I've learned, and now I've got to go out and apply it, and I'm really nervous. What words would you use to encourage them that it's going to be all right? It's a natural feeling.
Okay. I would say that what I've experienced, because I've worked different precincts. I'm assigned to South, but I've actually worked in North and Central as well. And every time, whatever precinct I work in, whatever shift I work on, it's a very team-oriented environment. The officers on the shifts, they're all great. And I feel like no one should be nervous about anything because there's a very good support system in place, right? The officers are willing to help. The upper management sergeants are there to help. So if you run into anything that you're not comfortable with or unsure of, you have vast resources there to help you get through it. So there's nothing, you're not going to encounter anything that you should be nervous about because you're going to have people there to help you get through it and get past it.
So. Yeah. Melissa and I will attest that it is truly a family atmosphere. And I think that's developed by example from the top down and from the bottom up. We all share that responsibility, right? Because we are all leaders within this organization and we take it seriously. And we instill that in the recruits from the very beginning. And you are an example of that. You're an example. Now, having talked about how much you enjoyed your field training officer, is that something you'd consider down the road?
Yes. Thank you for asking me that. I'm actually a field training officer currently.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When did you receive that that distinction?
So actually back in, if I'm not mistaken, it was March.
Okay.
Yes.
How is it going?
It's going very well. I've actually trained one person so far, and he's been released to independent patrol, and he's doing outstanding. And I actually have another officer that I'm training, in the process of training now. He's doing well, and we anticipate him being released here shortly, and it's very fulfilling.
You're paying it forward.
Yes.
Wow.
Full circle.
Yes.
Well, I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that.
I think we've got a new class getting ready to come out that's going to need some good FTOs too. I think we're graduating October the 3rd.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have a whole new set of trainees out on the street with their FTOs. So that is an ongoing thing around here.
Yeah, we're training them, I'm telling you. And we're getting them on the road, and that's important for citizens.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Yeah, it is. So what's next for you, Powell? You're still relatively new. You've got the FTO thing going. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years on the department?
So I would like to progress into a more of a leadership role. I'd like to become eventually a sergeant. It doesn't really matter what division, what precinct, or what area, whether it's one of the specialty teams or just road patrol. I'd like to become a sergeant eventually.
Fantastic. So you want to lead? You want to lead from? Let's call it field supervisor.
Yes.
Out in the field with everyone, the new folks, the folks who have been here a while.
Yes.
You want to be that person that's leading them.
Yes.
That's a very noble thing to do. Leadership is not easy. You know, it's a challenge. For that reason, I respect folks who really want to step up. And want to choose that because it's tough. You're first in, last out. You get to work before everyone,
right.
And you're the last one to leave. You make sure your troops get out the door,
right.
And home and safe to their families. So that's a very respectable thing. So I guess I got to ask you this. What do you do on your time off? Just curious. What do you do?
Okay. I'm very into the gym and exercise. I enjoy that a lot. I try to get in 3 to 4 times a week. I don't always make that because the schedule, as you guys know, is up and down. It's kind of, with court and things. But I really enjoy going to the gym. I enjoy being outside in nature, going to the beach, nature, walking trails, going to the park. I have a dog. Yes. And I enjoy walking him.
What kind of dog do you have?
He's an Australian cattle dog, a blue heeler. His name is Sid.
Well, that's cool. Sid. I love that. Simple super.
Right.
Is he a joy?
He is. He's wonderful.
So do you take hikes with the dog and all that good stuff?
I do. I sure do.
So super disciplined dog.
Yes. Very, very friendly. And we go everywhere together, everywhere that I can take him.
Yeah. Now, you also ride a motorcycle.
I do.
And what motorcycle might you have?
So I'm a sport bike person.
Okay.
Okay. So I have a Honda, a Honda CBR to be exact. And I love it. I'm a responsible rider. I know when people hear sport bikes, they kind of get to, this guy's kind of, speed demon.
I think that might be a little over exaggerated.
Okay.
I mean? The sport bike. Yeah, there's many responsible sport bike riders out there. Respectfully.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes. But yes, I do have a bike and I enjoy riding that as well. Yes.
Okay. And do you take trips or do you just kind of stay local?
So just pretty much local. They're not very comfortable after long rides, so I kind of stay local.
Yeah, and you love hanging out at the beach.
Yes.
So where do you go when you go to the beach?
Virginia Beach. If I can't make it there, I go to Buck Row. Hang out over there. I have some friends that live in Hampton, so
as long as there's the two requirements, sand and water.
Yes,
you're
exactly
good.
Right.
That's what matters.
You're good to go. So, staying as busy as you do, do you have time to do that in your profession, to get out and about and do some of the things you really enjoy?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Again, the schedule can be a little topsy turvy, up and down here and there. But I've figured a way to work it out and still have time to, do the things that I enjoy. Yes.
Right. And your schedule currently is you work 4 days, 10 hours per day.
Yes.
And then you're off 3 days in a row.
Yes.
Which is an incredibly, just to me, joyous schedule when
it
you
is.
Have 3 days off. Because one of those days might be in court. Yes. So you still have 2 days to do the things that you want, spend with your family and so forth. Now, is your family local or are they elsewhere because of the moving?
They're spread out. I have family everywhere. Texas, Alabama, New York, Ohio. They're everywhere.
Like a lot of us. Many of us that come to the Newport News Police Department are not from this area. So we're transient, you know, we're here for the military kind of thing. And like your father, hey, you know, I really like this place. I'm going to stay here. So, Matt, how are we doing on time? And might you have any questions for Officer Powell?
We're doing just fine on time. I appreciate it. And, you know, I think you hit it right on the head earlier. I think when the police thing is up for Officer Powell, I think, you know, some kind of voiceover work or books on tape, something like that.
The books on tape. I can just hear him reading Harry
absolutely.
Potter.
Absolutely. Harry Potter. I love that. Absolutely. So any questions for him, Matt?
Well, I...
curiosities?
Sure. I know you said... your dad was in the Army, but I believe you also had said that you also had a lot of other family that were in the military, and you were kind of the exception. So what was that like, being sort of the oddball out in that equation?
Okay, so yes, I was pretty much the only person in my family that didn't join the military. I had my dad, my brothers, my sister-in-law, various cousins. So I grew up in a very disciplined environment because of all the military and especially my dad. It was something I contemplated doing early on, but I didn't go that route. But having the family in the military, it felt like I was actually in the military because all of them were in the military.
Right.
But it was a great experience, and I mean, military is wonderful. I just didn't pursue that route.
So you're a very disciplined person.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an important part of your life, and that's quite the trait that we need as leaders, right? Recently, I was watching a video. There was a Marine Corps commander that was speaking, and he was talking about the discipline is the ruthless and rigid adherence to rules and regulations and so forth and so on. And that's something you possess internally, which when you become a sergeant will assist you obviously greatly, right?
Yes.
Because you have high expectations of the people in your charge, because without those high expectations, as we all three know here, you don't produce the quality best police officers. And I'm gonna share something with you because I love this agency, right? Recently, within the last couple of days, I was speaking with a gentleman at a business who is not originally from Newport News.
Okay.
And somehow he found out that I was a retired police officer. And he said, oh, Newport News Police Department, I had a great experience with a police officer here on a traffic stop. Stopped him for a traffic violation, said that the officer was very polite, approached him, explained to him why he stopped him, and basically released him with a warning and said, please be safe. And he said to me, you know, where I'm from in another jurisdiction in the United States of America, he said, that's not what I received when I was, you know, I encountered police officers. And again, I'm being braggadocious because that all starts in the academy and you experience that.
Yes.
And obviously you're a very people watching this will instantly know that you're a very professional law enforcement officer. Okay. That came from somewhere. That was developed through training, not only at the academy level, but with that field training officer, right? So all the respect to him.
Yes.
And now you're paying it forward, right?
Yes.
And you're having that expectations of others. And then they will become field training officer, and that is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Because it goes on and
pass
on
it
and
right
on.
Along.
And
right.
It is showing today in those encounters that we're having with folks. Just daily encounters talking about nothing or traffic stops.
Yes.
It's a success.
Yes.
And our academy staff, by the way, Alyssa. Top notch.
Listen, you and I have done some traveling and we've seen some things on some other departments and
we've been to different states. And not to say that those departments aren't doing business correctly, we're just doing it superbly.
Yes.
Right.
And
we
again, that might seem braggadocious, but the facts are what they are. We've traveled to a lot of different places.
Yeah.
And our academy staff, big thumbs up to them.
Big thumbs
Amazing.
Up.
Big thumbs up to them. Yeah. All right. So shall we move to rapid fire?
Let's do it.
Melissa, will you do the honors of question number one? And are you ready, by the way, pal?
I don't know.
Ready as I'll be.
Listen.
Ready as you'll be. Okay.
Number one, best concert you've attended. Oh, gosh. This is going to be hard for me.
Yeah.
I think I went to a concert at the Virginia Beach Amphitheater a few years back, and it was a hip-hop concert. I think that was the best one that I've been to. It had various performers there. Mm-hmm. One, my favorite, an artist by the name of Nas. Outstanding concert.
Wow.
Outstanding.
Wow. How about you, Melissa? Any favorites?
So, two.
Two, okay.
I've been
fair
to
enough.
Two that just, they both
stood out.
So, first, I'll get this one out of the way. I'm a part of the Beehive. So I went and I saw Beyonce up in Washington.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. She's great.
Holy moly. But the second one, I went down to Florida and I saw the Goo Goo Dolls and I saw Train
you
together.
Saw the Goo Goo Dolls?
I did. And you know, the crazy part is they were here like 2 weeks later. They were at the Virginia Amphitheater two weeks later. But I saw them in Florida. They were amazing. But the Beyonce one, by far.
Yeah.
By far. Thanks, Will.
Wow.
By far.
For me, it's two. I narrow it down to two concerts. I saw Iron Maiden in Naples, Italy, in 1986 or seven. I don't recall. It was a blur.
I was four.
And then yesterday, I went to the amphitheater where I saw my wife and I saw Judas Priest. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, Judas
nice.
Priest. And you're right. Are you ready? It was my wife's very first concert.
Wow.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was our anniversary present, Jessica, to me, my wife to me. My wife's name's Jessica, and she gave it to me for our anniversary.
Aww.
And we sat next to each other and watched Judas Priest.
So that was a good show because I heard it advertised on the radio.
Yeah.
It was a good show?
Phenomenal
Great.
Show.
Great.
Phenomenal.
Great.
The sound was incredible.
Great.
It was amazing.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Great question. Great question.
That was a good question.
All right, question number two.
Okay.
All right. There's a rumor that you like to cook. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. All yes. right. So you're a connoisseur of good foods.
Yes.
All right. So question number two, you're cooking dinner. What is your go-to dish?
So I'm glad you put that in there. I like to eat good food, not just food.
Quality.
Okay.
Right.
Right. Okay. So I'll be honest. I'm a very basic guy.
Okay.
Okay. And I eat like a lot of beef. Okay. So I enjoy making steak, but I'm also a pasta guy. Okay, I'm also a pasta guy. I know how to make lasagna, spaghetti, real good. I enjoy those. But if I had to say what's my go-to dish, it's definitely gonna be steak.
Now,
okay,
we talking
definitely.
In the kitchen. We talking on the grill. Like where are we going here?
Actually, I prefer the grill. I prefer the grill.
Man,
yes.
after my own heart.
Right. Yeah. Now, doesn't your father also grill a great steak?
Please stop.
Okay, sorry.
It's going to be a long rest of the week because it's going to rain, and I can't say, Dad, I need you to come throw a couple steaks on the grill. I can't do it this weekend.
Yeah, there's something about steaks.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. All right, let's move to question number three, shall we?
I don't even want to. I want to continue talking about steak. Okay, question number three. Biking, jogging, swimming, or weights? I think I know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Definitely weights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you utilize the Academy gym still?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Every now and
good
then.
Good equipment, yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes getting out of work late, yes,
yeah.
definitely so. Because the typical, my normal gym that I go to, it's only open during like business hours. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Yeah, because as long as you have key card access
yes.
to the Academy, you can go whenever you want to.
Yes.
3 in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yes.
I know of very few places that are open 3 in the morning and get a good workout.
Right.
You know? So, how about you, Melissa?
You know, I'm a swimmer. I like the water.
Good for you.
That's the Hawaii in me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
For me, it would be biking, jumping on my bicycle and putting some
there
miles in.
There you go.
In. Okay. All right, here we go. If you could have dinner with any historical figure, past or present, who would it be?
Any historical figure, past or present.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be the number one figure in your mind. Just somebody that you would have ask curious questions, if you will.
Okay.
Who might that be?
So I wouldn't call this individual a historic figure, but he's an actor.
Okay.
I'd like to have dinner with him and talk to him. Keanu Reeves.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
Keanu Reeves, yes.
But not only an amazing actor, an amazing
human being. Yes.
Yes.
He just seems to be so well-rounded and just a down-to-earth
what
kind of
fascinates
person.
You? Yeah, exactly. What fascinates you about him?
So I've been following him ever since, you know, way back in the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Sure, sure, absolutely, yeah.
And so I think my favorite movie with him is The Matrix.
Yeah.
Like the original Matrix, not the second one or third one, but the first one. And I just think he's a great actor. I think he's positive. You know, you don't hear a lot of things about him. Like, he doesn't get involved in negative stuff, right. And you don't hear a lot of, you know, bad things. And I think he's a good actor, and I think he's very private, and I enjoy his work.
Right.
And
how about you, Melissa? What fascinates you about him?
You know, number one, he likes dogs.
Okay. Yep.
So, you right. know, John Wick, you can't mess with his dog. Don't
right.
do that.
Right.
Right.
You know, I'm a social media person, and you see the photos of him just on the train.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm right. sure he has motorcycles and cars yep. and all that,
sure.
but it seems like the day-to-day with him is yeah. he'll just jump on the train and be a regular person. I love yeah. that. I absolutely love
I
that.
I agree with you. For me, it's his humility. You know, he's such a humble person,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And his kindness and his yeah. generosity to people. I agree with you. And if you were to ask me that question, I might sit next to you while you
okay.
talk to him, because I just, yeah, in his movies, of course, a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
A phenomenal actor. All right.
All right. Last one.
Okay.
If you could travel back in time for 1 hour, what year would you go to and why?
Oh, this is great. This is great. I think I would travel back to the year 19. There's several. Let me get this one right. I think I would probably travel back to the year 1985.
85?
Yes.
Why 85?
1985. I'm a big 80s person, okay? The music, the culture, right? Okay, the movies, okay? And I think 1985, mid-80s, that was a very good time for a lot of that. The music and it just everything. The neon signs, right? The
Vans,
tennis shoes.
Absolutely.
Okay, right?
Absolutely. Okay. The concerts.
Yes. Okay. So it would be 1985 for me. And I think, you know, any day, month during that year, it doesn't matter. The whole year just was, for me, was really good.
So. Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Melissa?
I would have to say it would probably be 2012.
Okay.
And it would be August the 21st. That's the day my baby was born.
Oh,
so I would love to go. You know, a lot of that kind of comes and goes in your memory because there was so much going on. And just to go back and be able to relive a little bit of that experience, our first couple of hours together, I would definitely do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. That's incredible. That's beautiful.
What about you?
I would probably go back to the year my grandfather passed away, and I'd spend an hour with him, you know, knowing what was going to take place eventually, and I'd tell him that I was going to be okay, I was going to be all right, and that his daughter, my mom, was going to be okay, you know,
right.
Because we were, you know, eventually transitioning to America, and that she, and my mom's Italian, so she left, you know, her country, if you will, that she was going to be all right, I would, you know, that kind of thing. Just reassure him. So, but listen, what a joy. Like, what a joy to talk to you, right, Melissa?
Listen, we get to see each other on Saturdays.
Yes.
You come out and you hang out with me in City Center, so.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
I appreciate you, and I'm so glad you came and did the show.
Yeah, me
Good
too,
show.
Me too. Somebody's watching out there. They want to do this thing. They're thinking about it. What do you tell them?
Do it. You'll enjoy it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks. You're a joy to talk to. Appreciate
Thank
you. And really appreciate your professionalism and especially the fact that you want to pay it forward.
Yeah.
Not only doing the field training officer thing, but eventually leading a team of people.
All right.
So thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Melissa, we are on just so many different platforms at this point, right? Matt is really doing it right.
Listen, all of the socials, YouTube, iPhone, anywhere you get your social media, we're there. Spotify, Apple, all of the above.
Yeah, and Matt, how many episodes are we deep in now?
I believe this is number 38 now.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken.
Goodness.
Wow, this is incredible.
Staying busy.
Yeah, thanks to everyone that watches us. You know, we really, really appreciate it. Well, take care. Be safe out there. Cheers.